Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution, as I like to say. So you're not part of the problem. That's what we don't want. I mean, it never stops, seriously. And people will let you forget it when you make a mistake. All right, it looks like the debate is over. We're going to have some Ben Deedle from the Todd Starnes radio show, who's covering this live. I'm hoping he will hit us up in a few minutes here, maybe just a little bit after the first break, to talk about what's happening there, what they're doing. You know, and like the rest of you, it is so hard for me sometimes to watch this stuff. They do. They make me crazy. Because you can tell some of them are holding back answers. I'm sorry, some of you love Mike Pence, and I get it. He seems like a nice enough guy. Stuff shirt. And I will say, doesn't know the Constitution. Not afraid to say that. He had every right, every constitutional right, to ask some of the states to go back and look at the electoral votes. Look at the process. Check out the process. He had that right. And yet he claims he did. It's beyond me how these people, yeah, you heard me, these people. It's beyond me how these people swear allegiance to the, not just to the flag, but, you know, swear to uphold the Constitution. And they have no clues of what it says. I'm not even so sure they even care what it says, but whatever. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being just part of the conversation. Now, some people are texting me and telling me, you know, Vivek did a great job and, you know, he's the man and the whole nine yards. Yeah, I'm not so sure about that. A lot of you, and I've been doing this political consulting thing for a long time. Doesn't make me an expert. I've dealt with all kinds of people, religious, non-religious, all walks of life. And I will tell you that unless somebody has a track record, I believe almost very little of what they say. Right? I mean, seriously. Because they're trying to get elected, some of them for the first time. And, you know, you look at Vivek and others. He has no experience in government. And look, neither did Trump. I get that. But take your time. Make sure these guys can do it. This is not a regular job. And this is what Trump found out. The hard way. This is not a regular job. People in politics, I hate to say it, many of them are not people of integrity, not people of truth and honesty. They're people that are in it for themselves. They want to make sure they're covered. I know a lot of politicians, people that have moved through state and at the federal and local level, for that matter. But this mostly pertains to the state and federal. It's really the staff that does the bulk of the work. It's the staff that decides, you know, how things get done, right? How the bills are worded. A lot of times, even the bills that come out, the congressman, the senator, the whatever, will hand it to his staff and say, here, mark it. You know, when they say you can't read 2,000 pages in one night, they're right. They grab a bunch of staff members. They hand 200 pages each to 10 of them. I get it. I don't want to read it all like that either. I mean, seriously. Anyhow. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So when it comes to all of this, you know, deciding who to vote for, who not to vote for, who to believe, who not to believe, who to trust, who not to trust. Listen to the words that they use. You've got to pay attention, people. A lot of you, you were talking about face value, right? And I get it. I'm not going to say I don't blame you because I'm just one of those people that just doesn't trust people out to shoot. But again, you got to pay attention to their words, how they say them, how they put them out there. Because are they pandering to the group that they're with? Do they truly understand? There was a local candidate in my area running for city council. The person kept saying that they were going to make it easier to do business in this city. Easier for certain things and when it comes to building permits and such. The problem was that that person would have had no control over those things for two reasons. One is, in California, you know, all these councils and boards or whatever, there's usually five people. And you're one out of five. You got to convince two others to go for it. Right? Secondly, those things, those particular things that person was talking about fall under the county. They would have had no control over them at all. So to sit there and say that, right, to say you're going to change ABCD, most people are ignorant. They don't know. They don't understand. They would believe it. And that's what, kind of what I'm talking about. Get informed. Understand what the person can and can't do. And call them on it if you need to. Joe Mateen, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a little bit.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
All right. You guys in the chat room are brutal. Thomas Senior Hill, it's always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. We have a little bit of a debriefing in a bit here on the debate tonight. And we'll have Ben Dieter's going to join me. He's a Todd Starnes Show correspondent. There's just so much happening. There's so much going on that we all have to be part of. We all have to understand. You got to be part of. And frankly, as I've said before, I'll say it again, it's okay to disagree. You know? Seriously. But as I look through some of these things, I look through what's going on there. The and again, we'll talk more about this as it goes on. You know, you've got them already talking about some of these guys need to drop out. I think a lot of them need to drop out, frankly. Right? Miami Mayor Francis Suarez is facing calls to drop out of the Republican presidential primary after he failed to earn the spot on the stage. This is the first debate, right? On Wednesday afternoon, the Miami Herald editorial board published an op-ed calling for Suarez to face the music. This, and same thing with, you know, maybe he shouldn't. A minute ago, I was all for this. Say, yeah, you know what? You haven't really raised any money. You really don't have any, you know, anybody behind you. You're just not there, right? But didn't Kamala Harris? She couldn't even get a 1% approval rating for the people in California, where she was a senator. And yet, where is she today? And not that she belongs there. Don't get me wrong. But where is she today? You know? I mean, God bless. On paper, Suarez represents the future Republican Party, some said. At 45, he's young, Hispanic, a mayor in the nation's third largest state. Right? But Miami's Bitcoin mayor, the darling of the tech brothers, who have built a lot of hype around Miami's emerging tech sector, was out of his depth, ready to, you know, I mean, trying to get this money in. I mean, when you're that young and you haven't been around and you haven't talked a lot, you know, spoken to these issues on a wider scale, being the mayor of Miami, I mean, let's skip, you know, governor or anything else, does not make you qualified to be president of the United States. That simple. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Nikki Haley, you know, and again, she's feisty. There's a lot about her I like. Some things I'm not so sure she's ready for. But she could be. I would love to see her maybe in a debate with Trump and a few others. I would like to take the top, I mean, the serious top three or four. Put them at a table. Tell me what you guys think. And do a roundtable discussion. Right? Just say, I mean, I find that the roundtable discussions that they used to do of old, instead of a straight forum where somebody is throwing a question at the candidates, the same question to three different... No, I'm not there. Right? But having... So anyway, she pushes media to cover the Biden-Harris on true abortion stance. Are they 39 weeks or 40 weeks, she says. She wants them to answer. Right. Media's never going to do that. Former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley, pushing the media to ask President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris specific questions about late-term abortions. Now, here's the problem. Their mantra on everything when it comes to abortion is a woman's choice. It's a woman's body. It's a woman's choice. That's constantly what they say. And you're not going to get them off of that mantra because it covers their butts in so many ways. Now, Pence, to his credit, he sparred with Haley. Whether she supports the 6-week abortion ban that her state all-male Supreme Court upheld, she said, "I'm apologetically pro-life. Not because the Republican Party tells me to be, but because my husband was adopted. I had trouble having both my children, so I'm surrounded by blessings." Having said that, we need to stop demonizing this issue. Well, we don't demonize the issue. Killing should be demonized. That simple. Talking about the fact that unelected justices didn't need to decide something that's personal, because it's personal for every woman and man. She went on to say, "Now it's been put in the hands of the people." That's great. When it comes to a federal ban, let's be honest, the American people, and say it will take 60 Senate votes. It'll take a, now, this is what she's right. We need more honesty like this. That's why I go all the way back to the days when the Republicans said, "Get us in and we'll repeal Obamacare." Well, you can't do it. You didn't have the votes in Congress. You didn't have them in the House. You didn't have the votes in the Senate. right? And Obama had the ability to veto it. I mean, seriously. So why waste all that time? Oh, we have to prove a point. We have to show the American people we're willing to do it. You did it 62 times. Well, somebody, you know, maybe I'm off, but I'm not off by that much. Might have been higher than that. 62 times they voted to repeal Obamacare. It wasn't going to make it past the Senate. And even if it did, even if the Senate did it as a joke, but the president could veto it, then you need two-thirds of vote. Not going to happen. Anyway, she went on to say, can we just say we all agree that we should ban late-term abortions? Right? If nothing else, she should ban late-term abortions. All right, who's the only guy for, I'm not giving any prizes away. Who's the only guy that got booed, the only person that got booed at the debate? I mean, didn't even answer a question, just came out on stage. Chris Christie. Right? Chris Christie came out on stage, got his introduction, and they booed his very large two-airplane seat butt. Right? And actually, it wasn't just a boo. It was lots of boos. And when he was shortly after Christie was introduced at Fox News, the headline says, debate stage boos could be heard from the crowd. The audience reaction was quick. A reaction quickly caused a buzz. I mean, let's just call it what it is. He's not running for president. He's running to nip at Bud. I mean, nip at Trump. He's running to take swipes at Trump. That's all he's there for. When asked how much they favored Christie as a presidential primary candidate, 32% of Democrats stated that the Quinnipiac Universal Survey that they view the former governor as positive light. Of course they do. He's corrupt. He's a nasty, nasty man. Fits in well with them. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The FAA is investing hundreds of millions of dollars to address near collisions at airports.
The Federal Aviation Administration announced it is serious about ending runway incursions. To further bolster the efforts, the FAA has unveiled its plan to allocate an additional $121 million toward minimizing the associated risks. Recent data from the FAA reveals a concerning tally of nearly 1,500 runway incursions since this past October. I'm John Schaefer.
Taylor Swift is teasing a re-recorded Reputation track in a trailer for Prime Video's Wilderness series. The trailer that dropped earlier Wednesday features a snippet of Look What You Made Me Do. The song seems to fit right in with the show. It follows a character who wants to get revenge after she discovers that her husband is having an affair. The series releases September 15th. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Welcome back, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about the debate and kind of debriefing from the debate, if you would. Not like go by secondhand information, but we've got Ben Dieter on the line with me. He's with the Todd Starnes Show's. He's a correspondent for the Todd Starnes Show. And Ben, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me. Excited to join you.
All right, so give us the 80,000 view here, because I'm seeing all kinds of posts being put up. If you had to call a winner, we'll start there and we'll work our way down. If you had to call a winner for tonight, who would that be?
Sure. Well, let me quick set the stage for you. I'm actually a couple feet away from Donald Trump Jr., son of the president, and his girlfriend, Kimberly Guilfoyle. I am currently in the spin room, which is behind where the debate stage is actually at. This is where the press go. You have the media row and then the actual spin room. It's sectioned off. Donald Trump Jr. came in through a side door, which this is, of course, as you have been covering, a huge controversy, whether Trump aid surrogates would be allowed to enter media row. Getting some information now, because he is now speaking to us in the press, that Fox is not actually allowing him over by the big set behind over the spin room. So very active situation. A lot of information and news coming in. Now, I'll repeat a little bit more. Donald Trump Jr. saying his father did not watch the debate tonight and that his dad was, in fact, the real clear winner, which might not shock you.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, seriously, and what I'm seeing happening, they're on stage, and some of the, again, my show is live, too, so I couldn't listen to the debate. But, Chris Christie, I called it before it even happened tonight. He's not running for president. He's running to pound on Donald Trump. Would you agree?
There's no question about that. And I think Vivek Ramaswamy really took him to task on those answers. You heard him call out Chris Christie when Chris Christie went after the former president on all of his indictments. You heard him go after him failing to uphold the Constitution and said that President Trump is just running for vengeance and grievances. And Vivek Ramaswamy in that moment looked at Chris Christie and said, no, your whole campaign is actually about vengeance. Sir, you sit down. So it was a very lively moment. You're right.
Well, and I heard Christie got a very warm welcome when he entered the stage when they introduced him.
Well, it was weird. I kind of had to pinch myself because I wasn't sure if I had some deja vu, if I was just reliving the past. I mean, this guy is always on the debate stage when he's not, and say a Krispy Kreme donut shop. I mean, it really is just so crazy because he's polling, I think, at -1%, and here he is. He was basically off the stage. He barely got a soundbite except for when he was attacking the former president.
Yeah. I love this stuff because, again, I was jokingly saying don't count anybody out because if you recall, Kamala Harris, she was barely at 1% in her own home state. And look where she sits today. So I got to be really careful. So otherwise, say, how did Haley do? You know, some of the reports that I saw, she came out fighting. She was really strong on what she believed. And the place where she kind of ran afoul was with abortion. What do you think?
Well, let me swing back to your original question because I got off track because I'm in the spin room and it's very, very crazy and chaotic here. I think she won in tonight's debate only because the expectation going in for her was mid. I wouldn't say it was high. I wouldn't say it was low, but she did a very good job enforcing and conveying her message, especially when she called out Vivek Ramaswamy on his lack of foreign policy experience. Her quote was, "You have no foreign policy experience," and it shook. And she got massive applause from the audience. Also, the issue of abortion came up. Of course, this is going to drive voters out, not just the primary, but the general in 2024. Mm-hmm. She really hit it out of the park. I think she showed up strong on some of her answers tonight.
Yeah, the thing behind that was, and then Pence jumped on her, too, at one point in time, for wanting to make things, using the word consensus. And that always bothers me when a leader uses the word consensus the way she tried to use it. What kind of response did he get from that?
Well, Mike Pence, with all due respect, I think, I tweeted this out, you'll find this maybe humorous, but I thought the channel, Fox News Channel, should have queued up some violin music every time he started talking. Because it was like he gave these super deep answers, and it was just not sticking with the voters. I can't imagine. We'll see in post-debate analysis and polling. But I think for Mike Pence, tonight was make or break. His campaign knows that. They're scrambling right now. The polling is just so bad.
He's done. He's done, don't you think? I mean, even from his body language, I could see tonight he was done. At least that's my feeling.
He knew that if he didn't show up strong tonight, and that's why I think you saw him getting into it with Vivek Ramaswamy. Everybody on social media did not have that on my bingo card, that it would be the Vivek and Mike Pence matchup. But it was, and I think it was because he knew standing up there, if he wants to see another debate stage in his lifetime, he's got to go hard tonight.
Yeah, well, what I'm seeing from stuff that people are sending me, he failed miserably. I did hear, and I don't know how true this is, but 7 of the 8 Republican candidates, they raised their hands and say they would support Trump as a nominee, even if he was convicted. Now, that's interesting. And the only one who didn't was Asa Hutchinson. He's got the personality of a rock, doesn't he?
Well, that was a very telling moment in the debate. I think one of the biggest when they really zoomed in on Trump and those indictments. Of course, President Trump headed to Georgia, Fulton County, Georgia, tomorrow to book himself into jail, or he will be booked into jail for a moment anyhow. So it definitely loomed over the debate, especially for a moment. But all of the candidates were asked to raise their hand if they would pardon President Trump if he's convicted on these criminal charges. If you notice, a couple of the candidates wavered and they stumbled. Two of them, I'll point out, Mike Pence and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, kind of got the hand up there, looked around the stage to see what the majority of people, their competitors were doing, and then they made their decision right there in that moment. And I talked to Candace Owens, someone your audience would be very familiar with just a couple minutes ago, and she said, that is the Ron DeSantis that voters know. I have more respect, she was telling me, for someone like Asa Hutchinson that said, no, I'm not going to pardon this guy because at least he's standing for something.
Yep.
The big issue with a lot of Ron DeSantis with a lot of these GOP primary voters is they don't know where he stands. He kind of licks the finger, throws it up in the wind, and then he falls on the issue, and he did that tonight on a big one.
Ben, you know, my problem with Ron is, probably not the same everybody else has this. Right now, he's in a state where he has control of the legislature. You know, they're on his side. They're his buddies. He's never really had to deal with the adversity that's being dealt with at the presidential level. I don't think he has, to your point, you just pointed it out. I don't think he has what it takes to make that change, to really make people do what they need to do.
Declaring war on your political opponents and penalizing them isn't going to work at a federal level. It's not working in Florida. You look what he's doing with Disney right now.
Yep.
You know, it sounds good for a campaign. You go woke, you go broke, but that's not happening in Disney right now. So I think there are real problems with his campaign and how he would govern at a federal level. But first, before he governs at a federal level, he has to campaign on a federal level.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We saw that tonight. And this is a different animal. Running for president of the United States is not like running for any of these other offices. And a lot of people said in talking to them before the debate, he needed to show up. This was his night to prove that there are only two competitors in the race, him and Trump. And I don't think he did that tonight.
Okay, Vivek, did he make the case for himself tonight or kind of fall flat? He had moments, but did he fall flat?
He had some moments. You're exactly right. That's how I would describe it. There were moments where Vivek did very good. I think his opening remarks at the very beginning of the debate were very important. He said, I am the outsider in this race, and I'm not one of these career politicians that are flanking me on either side. He started to lose a lot of the audience when he started getting a bit annoying, and that's the issue of these moments. These are why debates are really actually important. I know people think, well, if they have so many of them, do they really matter? This is why they matter, because there were moments when he just came across a little bit annoying and whiny. I was sitting here in Media Row, which is about a mile away from the debate stage. I think I heard his laugh echo all the way through, a mile away into the Media Row. It was a chatter. It was a conversation trending on Twitter now a couple minutes later. So these candidates are really under a microphone,
Ben,
on these stages.
Ben, we're up on a hard break. You can hang out afterward, or you can go now. Your call.
Stick around, all right?
All right, then stick around. Be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host, Solo Far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. And always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Just truly getting informed, being part of the conversation. I've got Ben Dieter on the line with me. He's a correspondent with the Todd Starnes Show, and appreciate, Ben, you spending time with me. And I know it's exciting there. I've been to a few of those myself. I used to go back to CPAC every year. And, you get a lot of people around you that you need to grab, say hi to, and that kind of stuff. So I appreciate you spending time with me as well.
Well, this is my first big boy assignment, if I can say that. You know, typically I'm covering local news, which I love to do. But this is the biggest assignment I've ever been on. And I don't know if I have undiagnosed ADHD, but I think for people like us, a debate is like Super Bowl. I try to explain this to my brother who loves sports, that this is my Super Bowl, so I'll see someone like Congresswoman Kat Kamik, and I want to run over there and talk to her about dancing like Lizzo for 5 minutes. And then I see, you know, one of the panelists from Fox News, and I want to go up there and pick their brain about the questions that went into tonight's debate. So I'm trying to stay on message tonight for you, Joe.
Well, you just, Ben, you're doing a great job. They're loving hearing this stuff from you. Hey, let's go back to DeSantis for a second. And you know, people expected really big things from him tonight, as you know. He really had to hit it out of the park. And he had some, look, they all had good points, and I get it. But, you know, you talk about his hesitation, some of the other things that he hit on. Did he make his point tonight? Did he solidify himself as a valid and real candidate that could take on Trump?
Well, I will let your listeners decide on this. Here's what I'll do for you and your listeners. The campaign comes out this morning. DeSantis campaign officials, they say, tonight DeSantis will be the target of all the attacks because why? He is number two and really the front runner because President Trump doesn't matter in this race. I don't know that that was the case. I think that the real target was Vivek Ramaswamy. I mean, am I wrong on that?
No. I think from what I've seen and what I've read between Haley and Vivek, they seem to carry a lot of what was going on.
And that was the thing. He wanted to tout his conservative record as the governor of Florida, and there are some strong points to that. I think the issue for Ron DeSantis is a likability one. And that, as much as you think that is shallow, and maybe it is American politics 101. Do not be that. I mean, truly, I thought I was texting my boss, Todd Starnes, who sent me on assignment here, and we're going, what is up with DeSantis? Did he take maybe Governor Burgum's Advil that he's taking for his leg injury? Because we just weren't sure what was happening with DeSantis in the campaign today. He really should have done better. I'm afraid he might have been one of the most overhyped candidates we've seen in a while.
Oh, I agree with you. I mean, look, when you have people standing behind you telling you how great you are and you can make it happen and you're the guy in the whole nine yards, you let it go to your head. The guy I didn't hear much about, Tim Scott, what happened to him? I liked him, by the way. I'm not sure if he's presidential material, but I liked him.
He's a really great guy. But great guys don't become presidents. If that were the case, Joe, you would be president of the United States. You know, you have to be more than just a really nice guy that recites scripture as much as we all appreciate that, right? We love a country that appreciates Christian ideals and values. And he did talk about that a little bit. There was just no oxygen for him to consume and be relevant, I guess would be my only takeaway. There wasn't really any moment that I would say he knocked it out of the park. I watched the whole thing in media row, and the fact that I'm sitting here trying to remember one of his lines is a big problem because I get paid to do this. So you got to imagine the primary voters sitting at home on their couch. I don't know if he sold the message tonight.
So let's real quick on some of the issues. I mean, I saw them talking about, you know, the economy and the border and what have you. Let's hit abortion. How did abortion go over with the crowd as a whole, and who seemed to hit it out of the park there?
Well, I think who did not hit it out of the park was Ron DeSantis. Once again, this is not a pile-on on him, but he has come out very strong on that issue, and he signed the heartbeat bill into law in his state. I mean, it's one of the most rigorous pro-life laws in this country, and he's gone on the record and say he will do that as the chief executive. He's made his stance on abortion very clear. And yet tonight on the debate stage, he was unwilling to give a definite answer on whether he would do that.
Really?
Unlike Mike Pence, which hate Mike Pence or love Mike Pence, you know where he stands on the issue of federalizing abortion. And he came out and said, hey, listen, I have always felt this way. I was this way as the governor. I was this way as the vice president. And I will sign this into law for all 50 states, not just making it a state-by-state issue. I think what Nikki Haley did, though, won on that issue, and here's why. She tried not to alienate those suburban women that she thinks she needs, and there's no question that they do need them. to seal a nomination, and they really need them going into the general. I think this is what they're all aiming for.
Mm-hmm.
What she did, though, was very, very impressive on just a strategic level. She made this about the Democrats. She contrasted and said, listen, everybody on my left and right were pro-life. Now, we may disagree on the constitutionality of it, but it's the Democrats that are for abortion right up until birth. And made that about Vice President Kamala Harris and President Joe Biden. That was the strong, that was the message to seal the deal on that issue, in my opinion.
Yeah, I, you know, and I'm glad that it was debated openly and people had to deal with it. What about the border? I mean, I would imagine they were all on the same page about the border, but did anybody fall flat?
I think the issue with the border conversation is they spent more time on Ukraine. And that's a problem. That is leadership within the RNC and Fox News not reading the pulse of the GOP voter because they don't care about Ukraine like they do the southern border. I mean, you pull any of these, it's the economy, it's our southern border, and it's crime. They spent more time focusing on Ukraine, which I do think you need to get all of these candidates on the record for, but let's have that conversation about sending funding to our southern border as well. And so what you saw Vivek Ramaswamy and Ron DeSantis do, I think, very well to make that pitch to voters was no, we're not going to be sending billions of our dollars to arm Ukrainians. NATO can get together. They can do that. We're going to arm our troops and send them to the southern border. And I think reading the pulse, they were reading the pulse of a GOP voter in that moment. I think that goes over well for them. We'll see if it shows up in polling.
All right. What about crime? What did they say about crime? Who's going to do real solutions now? I know a lot of them will send more money to those cities. I don't want to hear that. I want to hear what you would actually do to help and make sure that we take care of the crime and the homelessness.
I think for a GOP voter, they're going to give that W to Ron DeSantis. His answer to the crime problem facing all of these massive cities across the United States is going after district attorneys. He called them rogue prosecutors, and what he did was point to an example. He said, I did this as an executive. I took action. That's what I do as Florida's governor. I do things. I don't just say things. And I removed two district attorneys that are not prosecuting crime, making cities less safe. I will do that as president to every rogue district attorney, whether that be San Francisco, New York City, you name it, across the board, coast to coast.
Did any of them really, like, harp on or deal with the homeless issue in the country?
No, it really wasn't addressed in the debate too much. Yes, there was a little bit of a reference to it from Vivek Ramaswamy in the earlier part of the debate, but it was not a focus. I would say they spent more time talking about UFOs. Who knew? In 2023, that would be a
debate. I was going to say that, Ben. I was going to say it seems to me that one of the big three items in the mind of most Americans today is do UFOs exist, being one. God bless. It's just amazing. People can't put food on the table, can't pay for gas, and that's the time we're going to spend. You know?
We're screwed.
All right. And last but not least, let's quickly hit on a foreign policy. Nikki Haley should have shined for foreign policy. Did she?
Well, I think as far as her performance on the topic inside the arena downtown Milwaukee, no question. I mean, you heard the massive roar from the audience. She actually got a standing ovation by half the audience when taking Vivek to task on his stance on Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
Oh.
She nailed him on that, really nailed him on that. And that's a huge issue facing Vivek is his lack of foreign policy credentials. And when you're getting these sounders by your opponent saying you do not support our friends and our allies in the Middle East, Israel, our only friend, you are not a friend to this country. She made that very clear tonight. Ooh. He struggled rebutting that.
Wow. All right, Ben, we're up against the time. You know how that works. Thanks for being with me. Keep up the good work. We'll have you back on at the next event. And be
all
careful.
Right, Joe.
Have fun.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you. Joe Massini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you guys with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation is all. Be safe. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.